Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
This is episode 26. I didn't really want to give it a number because this is sort of the special in-between seasons release of the WordCamp live show that Ben and I recorded in Wellington in February. I think, it's definitely better than the Webstock live show, which was my first go at a live show. I reckon by about the seventh or eighth go, probably will be good as it is. I don't even know. This was ostensibly a presentation, sort of a keynote, sort of the closing session, I guess, at WordCamp. And we did have slides. Maybe I'll try and hunt those down and put them up on the site. Or maybe not. Maybe it's all right without them. We're just pictures of our gear and stuff. We talk a little bit about how we produce the site and so on. I had a really good time doing this presentation. It was a great crowd of people. A spy I had in the audience wasn't maybe so impressed. I thought that they were laughing the whole time, but, you know, maybe I'm a drug-addled buffoon. Who can say? Maybe I was exhausted after a hectic week. It was a good time regardless. We start the show by, had a little bit of a problem. It was very kind of the conference sound guy, whose name I didn't actually catch, to record this for us on our little Zoom. Unfortunately, my phone didn't, we plugged it in, but the music wasn't playing on it, and I had all of our stings and stuff loaded. It would have been really cool if that had worked. I had a little soundboard, a little Android soundboard. But it didn't work plugged into their cables for some reason. Our opening music was played by just holding the phone up and playing it out of the speaker of the phone, holding it up to the microphone. So that's a bit weak. So I've cut most of that. You only hear just a little bit of that right at the beginning of the recording here. And then I'll play it pretty much as it happened. I hope you enjoy it. It's quite short. It's only about 25 minutes or something. Hope you enjoy it.
You're listening to Discourse.
G'day everyone, I'm Ben Gracewood.
And this is my microphone. Who really likes talking in front of crowds? Oh, come on then. No, stay where you are. I didn't really mean that.
Maybe later.
You can't take my microphone away from me. We run a podcast in New Zealand. This is actually quite uncommon. Does anyone else here run a podcast? No. Surprise. We have the best podcast in New Zealand.
It's well...
Scientific fact.
It's also our first piece of feedback. It was the best New Zealand's best podcast. Yep. So we now run that as our sub-banner on our WordPress-hosted site. Or our WordPress
excellent
site.
WordPress site. Yeah. It's not on WordPress.com, which we regret.
So that's probably the only reason we're here, is we run WordPress to host our thing. And apart from that, like it says, you know, we have been warned it might contain adult themes and language.
Might.
It's the last session of the day. So I believe our job is to clear the room. So if anyone's left by the end of this piece, I think we've failed, haven't we?
That would be a glorious success. I want to see empty seats or sleeping people. Who is pretty sure no one's noticed they've snoozed already? No one. I fell asleep at Webstock. No one fell asleep here. All right. More self-control than I have, or maybe you've got better coffee at Te Papa. But I doubt it.
Shall we get an applause track bedded down?
All right.
So part of the thing about podcasting is production. It's really important to get your production right. So we need things like B track and applaud track. So can we get everyone to stand up, please?
Are you recording? Yep. All right. Cool. Oh, yeah, you are being recorded.
Okay.
Spoilers.
So are we going to halve the room? Is that how we do it?
Sure.
Okay, split down the middle. So can I get a clap from everyone on your right? Everyone on the right-hand half of the room.
Oh, just everyone. Wow. Just go for it.
Just everyone. Go. Yeah, and everyone on the... Yeah. Louder, thank come on, you. A bit more.
You've been a wonderful world. Audience.
Yeah. Awesome, perfect.
That's actually all I was here for, so mission accomplished.
We're actually going to do slow claps, but you guys just went for it. It was fantastic.
What a great crowd. Who went to Webstock? Yeah, there's a few. Cool. Yeah, good. So... I'm sorry, I'm being a bit random here. I'm not following any sort of notes that we have. I'm really pleased to see that it's not a sausage party in here. Do you know what that means? Yeah? Yeah, it means you're here. Yeah? Girls.
Yes.
Yeah. And a nerd conference. No? Oh.
Morgan's going, I have to warn you about Morgan. Morgan rolls probably 180% and I roll about 110%. So that's what happens on discourse, and it's why we work so well. We kind of hate each other. But
kind of.
I think that's an important thing to consider if you're considering doing a show with someone, is don't just do it with your best mate. Do it with someone who you can riff off and who.
Have you heard of an echo chamber? You know what that is, where everyone agrees all the time? Yeah. It's really boring.
Someone said after our first podcast, we talked about the mix we had and the mics we were using and this sort of stuff, and someone said, I don't want to hear the sausage being made. You know, I want to hear the podcast. I don't want to hear about the sausage.
But no one wants to know what's in a pie.
No.
It's forehead and earlobe and anus. Yeah?
But we thought you guys might actually want to hear about what goes into making our podcast and how we produce it and how we put it online, how we use WordPress and all that sort of stuff. So come with us on a journey. We had lunch.
What? Yeah, we had lunch. It was great.
When was it?
Wagamama.
Middle of last year?
October?
Yeah.
No, near the end.
Yeah. Morgan brought along his recorder and we talked about podcasts.
Yeah, the recorder over there. We might talk about the hardware that we use, but yeah. I don't know.
The point is, any part of this, if you want to hear more about how we do this and more about a particular item, just yell, raise your hand and say, yep, tell us more. So, you know, Morgan wants to gloss over the electronics and the geeky stuff, which I love.
It's boring.
So if you want to hear about the technical details, then ask us.
You look querulous. Do you have a question already? Wow, the acoustics changed so much.
Morgan's the acoustics guy. He's the producer.
Really bad.
We had an idea, and the thing that struck me about when we talked about doing a podcast was we both said it has to be fantastic quality. We've heard too many podcasts that are people with USB mics or headset mics plugged into a computer, talking to each other over Skype, recording it and putting it online. And
when we talk about quality, yeah, we don't mean like how good are we. We mean how clean is the audio.
Exactly.
Right.
So who listens to podcasts? Awesome.
Oh, that's good. What are your criteria? They have to be short, right? No? Yeah? We average 2 hours?
Techie?
Is that too long? That's our number one feedback. People say, I really love the show, but it's too long.
We get carried away.
We love the show then.
I mean, you think about it, we get carried away. We get together, we spend an hour prepping, we get a guest on, we talk to them for half an hour to 45 minutes because they're so interesting.
Yeah.
And then we've got news to cover, and then we've got our other bits and pieces. We do our other regular bits that we fit into every podcast. And before you know it, it's 2 hours, and then Morgan edits it down, and it may be an hour 45. But anyway, so quality was important.
Quality was really important.
And the sausage casing was quite important too. So I call it the sausage casing. It's kind of the when you listen to the idiots on the morning shows and stuff and on radio, they have regular stuff they do, and that kind of brings people back to listen.
And lots of jingles.
Lots of jingles, and it also fits people in so they know what they're listening to. So that intro there, we play that intro every single time we do a podcast. Yep. We play the same outro. We do the same the Urban Dictionary word of the week,
yep,
this sort of stuff. And it's like the bread in our sandwich. Otherwise, we'd be just a big pile of lettuce and salad. Now, who likes salad?
I like salad. I'm a vegetarian. I only like salad. Don't look like a vegetarian. Fattest vegetarian in New Zealand. I like butter and cheese.
So, an example.
Pork.
One of those slices of bread in there is the Discourse Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. Do you want to try that?
All right. We're going to regret this. You're going to regret this. I'm going to enjoy this. So some people have listened to the show. Can I see your hands again? Yeah, I see someone way up the back. And so I want, go for him.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's trying to hide. He doesn't get to hide. What are we going to do?
So Morgan's going to find a word from the website urbandictionary.com, which is a website that lists unusual phrases and words that have meaning.
Urban Dictionary, Word of the Week.
Was that weird? Sting Machine just arrived who recorded the all of the stings. Hi. The word, what's your name, sorry?
Raj.
Oh, no, the microphone has to be in front
Raj.
Of him.
I'm Raj.
Hi. Rad?
Raj.
Oh, Raj. Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that's a name.
That's a name.
Your word, Raj, is Jesus peace.
So Raj has to tell us what you think Jesus peace means.
Microphone.
Microphone. Just trying to think.
Yeah, but you're talking.
Oh, sorry.
What do you think?
I'm talking now. Okay. What I think Jesus peace is, Well, you want the G version or the discourse version?
The Urban Dictionary version, number one. It's not necessarily what we agree with.
Jesus, peace. No, mate, no, I don't know. It's too hard.
Stink.
Nick might.
Not even going to try. Oh. See, that's better. Why didn't we go with Liz? All right, hands up. Who's going to give it a go? Jesus, peace. There you go, right beside you. There you
go. So your object Jesus uses is to smite his enemies.
That's a good one. That's a good idea.
He's a peaceful man.
Anyone else have an idea what Jesus peace might mean? Hands?
Revolver.
So some of the other words we've had before, just to prep you, some of the other words we've had before on Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. Big sandwich, which is the definition of big sandwich is a sandwich that is larger than normal. What were some of the others?
Oh, I don't remember. Vatican roulette.
Vatican roulette, yes. That was
That's not
one.
What you might think. You know, if there's two churches nearby, you're going to send your child to. No, it's not that. You remember what it is. You're Catholic.
Yes. Vatican roulette was another description of the rhythm method, basically. So.
A Jesus piece is a term used for a cross or crucifix that is worn as jewellery. The real meanings are sometimes less interesting than the guesses.
Yeah, it's more the flow that helps. So people that listen to the podcast can expect to hear an Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. They can expect to hear some New Zealand news, some technology news.
Some technology news that I'll cut short or or ridicule.
Because it's a tech podcast, after all.
It's a comedy podcast. It's a transport podcast.
So we record ourselves with some cool gear. When we said quality, we meant quality. Unfortunately, my piece of the bargain was that mixer there. It's a really nice mixer, but I picked up a cheap version from Trade Me.
From a pawnbroker?
Via cash converters, via Trade Me. It arrived with...
probably stolen.
Probably, yeah. Somehow, it's got a three-pin plug in the back for the power, and this is really poppy, isn't it? Hugely.
No, that's you.
And basically, it looked like someone had plugged it in, then twisted it around four or five times, so all the pins were broken off.
Yep.
So I had to solder up some new pins, but we've got it going. It has really, really nice mic amps in it, which is what I was looking for. And Morgan, you got the mics?
I got the mics. What got them they? From B&H Photo in New York.
Yep.
Great place. Good price. $80 each. Small price to pay. Probably. How much are these mics worth? $800, right, jeez. Exactly.
Okay.
So I mean, the price of mics can go,
So we went middle line, and they're very good quality. They come out really nicely. And then we go out the back of the mixer, and we record it into this Zoom H4n, which is a really, really nice solid state audio recorder. So again, when you record into a PC, you quite often hear things like. In the background, you'll hear the hard drive moving, this sort of stuff. You'll actually hear interference.
Sometimes you can even hear your mouse move.
Yeah.
As it goes. That's
so
weak.
This thing isolates all of that. Question.
Mike.
This mic?
I'm shopping with you.
What? I forgot we're recording. Sorry.
Can you tell us the make and model of the mics that you use?
Audio Technica...
80-2035.
There you go.
It's a large diaphragm, one-inch diaphragm, side address. So, like, with these dynamics, you talk kind of into the golf ball, but these, you talk into the side. And they come with these shock mounts. So, we just record it in my living room. So, people are moving around and so on. And if you bump the stand, it doesn't ruin the audio.
Doesn't do that.
It isolates it, yeah. It doesn't do that.
So the Zoom H4n takes SD cards, so you can record as much as you like, 4 or 5 hours. So you haven't heard anything yet.
Yep.
If you think a two-hour podcast is long, we can go longer.
Marathon.
The good thing about the H4n as well is we can take it out because it has built-in microphone amps, so we can actually take it out, plug the mics into it, and do a full podcast on the road if we want to.
As we are right now.
Yes. Or, in this sort of situation, you can actually plug it straight into the soundboard and record from there as well.
Who was expecting us to talk about WordPress? Sucked in.
We'll get there. So from there, we go to Vegas. And basically, Morgan lives in Vegas, so he can talk about it.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Vegas is actually Sony Vegas. It's video editing software.
Probably the best value for money video audio editing software around. About $80 for a pro version, and it just does...
No, $1,400.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. $80 for the
version. $80 is for the like at-home family version.
Sorry, $80, but that's for a version that does everything you possibly could think of.
No.
It's a version I
It's not the version I use.
Anyway, it does, you know, all your cutting and editing and all that stuff.
Yeah, lots of cutting. The last, if you've listened to the show, the iPhone dev episode where we had probably the most successful New Zealand iPhone developers on, 340 cuts. In a two-hour show.
And then we go to WordPress. So any tips on anyone who does a good theme, get in touch.
Yeah, I found this somewhere, right? You can't see the top bit where it's, you know,
the banner.
Bright colours. Yeah. That's not the whole thing at all. No. What's going on here? You're lying about our theme.
It's most of it. I just wanted to show Morgan's show notes because Morgan... I didn't know it after I met him, but I think he has OCD because he writes show notes that has links to everything we talk about in the show. And sometimes he can get a little bit obsessive. So that's one... I'm just going back up again. That's one show's notes. Yeah. Images, videos, everything.
Related videos, unrelated videos. Just whatever I found that I liked. You know, kittens going like that. Only cute.
We use some plugins. What's the average number of plugins people use? So it hands out if you use about 10 plugins. 20? 30?
Hands up if you don't actually use WordPress. because some people put up no hands, right?
So less than 10 plugins. Okay, so most of you use less than 10, okay. Oh, because I use about 30 on my personal blog. Okay.
No wonder it sucks. This guy right here, have you heard of the Onya Awards? This is on tonight. It used to be part of Webstock, now they're kind of trying to separate it. He's up for an Onya Award for Best Content Personal.
Yes.
I also was nominated.
You nominated yourself.
For Discourse. You nominated yourself. Don't say that like it's a bad thing. Nothing.
Yes, we submitted Discourse. Bastard. And we submitted my website. Well, I submitted my website. And it's a bit of a sore point with Morgan that my website got put up for a finalist. And
Discourse is so much better.
Ignored. These are the plugins we use. Probably the main one is the
Blueberry PowerPress.
We tried one of the... What was the other podcasting plugin
Podpress.
We tried?
Podpress. Yeah, it's not very good, it turns out. It's popular. I've used it on other podcasts, but not my own. It seems to only support one feed. And we had the idea of having like a weekly show and then having, you know, occasional other feeds. Podpress couldn't do it.
And Podpress, I found the player quite flaky. Because what Blueberry and Podpress allow is if you put a attachment on the post, they'll show a little inline flash player on the page. Because a lot of people download podcasts over RSS, but some people just simply listen to it on the page. And the Podpress one was really flaky, and I don't know why. But
they actually all suck because they're all flash. None of them are HTML5, which is a problem for everyone who has an iPad or an iPhone, right? It means you have to download it, yeah, which is really weak.
Contact Form 7 is brilliant for competition entries. If you haven't used it, give it a crack. It allows you to lay out your own forms and then have the results emailed into your email box. So really good plugin. And it does things like anti-spam and all that sort of stuff at the same time.
I've only just installed the WordPress mobile pack. I don't really like it yet, but it seems like lots of people do go to the site with their devices.
It gives a nice iPhone-y look to the site when you hit it.
No, it doesn't. I use a different theme. You haven't even looked at it.
What? Anything else you want to ask us about on that one?
Yep. Why aren't we using what forms?
Oh.
Is it? So what should we be using? Gravity forms. And what would that give us?
You can have different people send an email depending on what the person ticks in a box. You can connect it directly to MailChimp to add to your MailChimp database. You can have...
That's what we're missing.
You can have sections that will only be revealed if someone says they want to ask you a question about... You know, they tick a box
good.
And another section will pop up. It's the best contact form I know of.
Okay, we'll swap that out probably
tonight.
You've
got a really pretty keyboard. Yeah.
And obviously Akismet and Supercache are kind of, you have to use them. If you don't use them, you're probably nuts.
Or we're about to be told there's much better versions. Which is it? Come on, tell us, we're really stupid.
We've got a bit of crack on. And then from WordPress, we pimp the hell out of the show on Twitter. We found Facebook doesn't do it. I don't know what everyone else feels, but maybe it's just that we're big Twitter users anyway. So we will, you know, on the show day, so Thursday...
Follow me, not him. At the Morgan.
He needs the followers.
I deserve the followers.
That's the Morgan. This is NZ Ben.
Boring.
We awesome. Are Discourse NZ. And, yeah, so Thursday morning the show comes out. We record on earlier in the week and edit it up. And then on Thursday morning, we typically, without talking to each other at the same time, both post, hey, there's a new podcast.
Which is dumb.
Yeah. So we're trying to work out that maybe one of us does it in the morning, the other one does it in the afternoon.
But we hate talking to each other.
We don't, apart from the podcast, we don't talk to each other. But I don't know, if you use Twitter and you use it to drive traffic to your blog, play with it on different times of day because you will find different reactions. Yeah. People get to work and check their Twitter at 9 a.m. or people do it at 7 p.m. and you get two different spikes.
And we do get international listeners for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all over the place.
Well, I guess it's New Zealand's best podcast, so they look up Google for New Zealand's best podcast.
Yeah, because why wouldn't you want to listen to that in Brazil?
And then we were going to actually do a demo of the show, but we've kind of done that already.
Let's do another word.
Another word?
Yeah, the word went so well last time.
Mm. So questions from the floor. Anything you want to ask us about how do we produce podcasts? How do we use WordPress? Why are we here? Middle name.
His first name is funny.
Yeah.
Ben, what would that be short for?
Ha. Ben is short
Benjamin.
For...
Benjamin.
No.
I was going to say, where's Robin?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you could...
We do actually have our senior philosophy and Wellington correspondent.
No, that's not
room.
True at all. Our senior philosophy correspondent is Ryan Sproul in Auckland.
Sorry, I got that wrong.
Yes,
senior Hamilton correspondent, Robin Gallagher.
Senior cultural commentator, Robin Gallagher.
Sorry, any other questions? Questions? Do you want to run?
I'll stroll. I'll cut out the awkward silences. You guys have to live through it.
I've lived through it three or four times. I don't think you're going to answer this, but how many listeners do you have?
The question was, how many listeners do we have? Definitely not answering that. But let's put it this way. Don't bother. Honestly,
well,
there's a new podcast that started this week called the NZ Tech Podcast.
Yeah, and there's the Egonomist.
Egonomist is actually good fun. Podcast. They've been going for a long time. They don't care how many listeners they have. No. They just have a good time. Very few, really. Not very many listeners in New Zealand, honestly.
No, and are we looking for organic growth as well? So tell your friends if you want to listen to it. Have a listen to our back catalogue. I'd recommend episodes, I think it was 4 and 16. So people we've talked to on the podcast.
I like 17.
Yeah, was it 17 or 16? I can't remember. Was that the first one I wasn't there?
17. I like all the episodes Ben's not in.
But we've used our network and we've talked to Bernard Hickey, which was a really good conversation about...
Yeah, really good. That was 4, yeah.
Yeah, that was episode 4 about where he thinks New Zealand is going and the economic crisis.
Yeah.
We got David Farah and Keith Ng to talk to each other about asset sales, which was quite funny.
I think David was here but has left.
Yeah.
I know that because this is his tag. Hacked, sucked in. Who paid? You didn't need to. You could have been Abigail.
So that's our idea is to New Zealand slant on news in a way that you won't hear on Radio New Zealand or ZB. Basically.
Definitely won't hear it there.
Yeah, this is very very clean by comparison to what you'd hear on the show. So
that was really tempting.
Questions?
Oh, there's one more thing I want to say. And this is the kind of the final touch in making the podcast kind of look good when it's on your iPhone and you look at the screen and it's got that beautiful album art. The software that I use, this is not the most beautiful version of it, but this is basically what you see, that square there. So instead of that, it could just be like, I don't even know what you see on your iPhone, I'm not an Apple guy. There's a piece of software called MP3 Tag, and that lets you add an image. And it's really good. For that final touch, it really is nice.
Distribution's important as well. So if you want to distribute anything, audio, podcasts in general, but you've got to get in the iTunes store, even if you're not an iPhone user. Neither
Most of our listeners come via iTunes.
Yeah. So you get listed in the iTunes store by submitting your own XML, basically.
And the reason I know that most of our listeners come via iTunes is because we use FeedBurner, and that provides stats. Really kind of weird stats that I can't stand, but better than nothing.
Does anyone else use FeedBurner for their RSS feed monitoring? Yeah.
Were you giving us the hurry up, Jason? You use FeedBurner, or you have a question? Oh, cool.
Yeah. Does anyone actually understand the stats that FeedBurner gives you?
Are they a little bit opaque? Like, what does subscriber mean when the numbers go like that? Right? It's weird, yeah?
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah. So everyone agrees it's not very good. Can the best nerd in the room make a new stats site that actually nails this with beautiful graphs and really nice maps? And then let me use it for free? Oh, and host my files as well, really fast. That'd be good. Still free, though. And I'll completely take you for granted. And if anything ever goes wrong, I'll just ridicule you mercilessly for your free service.
So I think that's kind of us. Any other questions, or we'll close out?
Questions?
And we haven't cleared the room yet. Morgan's going to have to get real. There's a question down the back, very back.
He just wondered what got us started was... Why did we bother even doing this? Why did I bother coming up the back? You've already finished asking your question. I'm going to make you do it.
Oh, I forgot what I said.
Why did you even bother?
How did you start up, and why? What was the motivator to get going on doing this? Say again?
Because we wanted people to like us.
That's part of it.
That's why I swear so much.
Part of it's Morgan's ego. Part of it is we both listen to podcasts. We both listen to a mixture of kind of straight up...
Hey, look. It's a hurry up.
Straight up tech podcasts or dirty podcasts or anything like that. And we just felt that there was a gap in the New Zealand market around, like I said, New Zealand-focused news, a little bit stupid, and also the people that we both know talking about stuff they love. That sort of stuff.
Watch this. I'm going to screw up the hurry up.
We've got a guest on Discourse.
Jason Kemp from WordCamp. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
He's trying to kick us off the stage, but instead, I'm inviting him onto the stage. Is anyone else going after us? Are we taking someone's time up?
No.
Beer? I'm taking up beer time.
Oh, my God.
It's drinking time? Okay. Well, thank you for being on Discourse.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, we're using that one.
And that's the way the show always ends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I forgot we actually have a giveaway. I was going to give it to the best definition, but I'm going to give it to the best keyboard. There we go. High performance underwear. Go to the pub. Why are you still there?
You're listening to Discourse.
And that was the live show. Thanks once again to Jason Kemp from WordCamp. Now, I guess there were quite a few silences and so on through that recording. We were in front of an audience and we had slides. And so, you know, we were using body language and waiting for, you know, the occasional laughter and so on to subside. And also, we need to learn to repeat people's questions back. We're not necessarily pros at this stuff just yet. Anyway, that's that. Season 2 of the show, I guess, will start in a week or two. We're quite enjoying taking a bit of a break, we are planning on starting really strong, so that'll be something to look forward to. Excellent. That's that. Bye. Tell a friend. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the weekly show on
With God.
Sorry, we're using that one.